O'Reilly Auto Parts, man, they are in the business of keeping your car on the road. They offer friendly and helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. You know the jingle?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to do the jingle at the end of this.
Nice. I can't wait for it.
Yeah. So listen. Listen to the end. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your car. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, they're friendly. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com. That's O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly's Auto Parts.
Ow!
You better put that in there.
What do you think? Did it get him?
I am weird, dude.
You are weird.
Mr. Dale Earnhardt Jr.
That family picnic sometimes gives you more than just a potato salad.
That's the voice of my co-host and one of my best friends in the whole wide world, Mike Davis.
We're screwed.
What does that mean?
No, we're not standing in that box together in our underwear.
Are you kidding me, Mike?
Oh, my God. That is hilarious.
So we are doing the Thursday edition of the Dale Jr. Download on the ride home from Lernerville Speedway. You're going to hear some other voices besides mine and Mike Davis's. LW Miller and Wyatt Miller. Wyatt the Thriller Miller are in the plane with us. Steven Steffens up front as well. He may chime in when he thinks we get some things incorrect. But we had a fun night. And all of this was made possible because of a trade that I did with Larson, where he's going to run in the car store, which he did earlier this year. And so we decided, all right, we'll come out to one of your races. He invited us to Lernerville. I've ran this track on iRacing. It was really cool to be here in person after running it so much on iRacing and never been here in real life. Massive crowd of people. Awesome crowd. Packed house. 60-some cars, guys?
60.
60, 65 right. Cars. A lot of racing. And it happened in a relatively short period of time. And we were on the highway after the checker flag of the feature at around 10 o'clock. Wouldn't that be right?
That's about right.
Yeah. So, I will say, got the day started off on a rough note. We get into the car, into the rental car, and we went less than a mile down the road, and LW had already complained about the music, and we had to change the station 3 times in the first mile.
From the back seat.
Yeah.
Right.
It wasn't bad. 3 times and you finally got it right.
Yep.
What were you wanting? What did you not want?
I wanted some country music that wasn't going to put us to sleep.
That's your dad, by the way. That it wheels up.
So we got to the racetrack. But on the way to the racetrack, we get a call from the pilots of the airplane. Is somebody lose some money. And it's no quicker than the pilots getting that out of their mouths. Steven Steffen, who's driving the car, says, I lost some money. And we were, I was a little skeptical about how quickly he jumped at the opportunity to claim this money. But it turns out that it definitely was Steffen's money.
He didn't even check his pocket. He said it was his, didn't even check his pocket. Check your pocket.
He refused to check his pocket.
Right.
Because he didn't want to be wrong. He didn't want to still have his money and then not be able to claim the new money.
And where did they find this cash, by the way? Where was it, Steven?
It's like outside the plane.
Outside the airplane. It was on the tarmac. That's your guy.
Yeah. So now Steven, he brought the cash so we could get some. We can get some track food, some refreshments, which is part of our experience, right? We're gonna get some chicken tenders and French fries and hot dogs and all that stuff. So he's got the money, but now he don't have the money.
He had to take a loan.
LW hands him a $100 bill and lays it on the center console of the car as we're driving into the racetrack. We park, a little bit of confusion about parking. I think Stephen got a little flustered. We get parked and we get out of the car and we walk away. The camera crew comes in and parks behind us, parks next to us a few minutes later. We're on into the autograph signing portion of the day. And the camera guys find our car sitting there with the window down, the door open, and the $100 bill laying on the console. So...
We were in an hour into Pennsylvania. We'd dumped $100 onto the tarmac of the airport, yeah. And then LW leaves a $100 bill, and we leave. By the way, you left it there. It could have been Dale that actually left the door open, though. It could have been Dale, yeah. Or it could have been you, Wyatt.
It could have been me. Yeah.
You were he would have got out. It could have been you. You got out before him?
Yeah.
All right, so you're not taking ownership? You're just going to blame? You're going to let Steven take all the fall here? All right. Well, listen, if we know anything, we know the people of Pennsylvania are honest. The people of Pennsylvania are honest because they left that $100 bill sit there with the door wide open.
Yeah. We got there. We went and signed autographs with Larson right away, and which was a great time. We got to chat a little bit, and... during my autograph session, right after that, we went over and went to a stage and did a Q&A, which ended up being yesterday's show.
That's right. Brad Sweet.
Right. So that was the Wednesday Dale Jr. download. Well, one of the coolest things happened for me, made me really, made my trip from that moment on, everything was going to be gravy. This guy hands me this bag, and he says, "Hey man, this is the Buddy Baker shirt," and I knew exactly what he meant right away. And I started to ask him a question, and he goes, "You've been looking for this shirt for Amy, haven't you?" And I said, "Yeah, but I bet you it ain't the Buddy Baker shirt I'm talking about." And he says, "Pull it out of the bag," right? And so. I pull the shirt out, and this is it. The Grey Ghost Buddy Baker shirt. All right? And so, might be a little big for Amy, but anyways, Amy lost. This was the very first throwback shirt that Amy ever had. I gave her a lot of throwback shirts in the last several years, and she wears some of them, but that was the one that she bought. She picked it out. She bought it off of a thrift store website or like a, you know, she sought it, liked it, purchased it, didn't even know who Buddy Baker was. She liked the shirt. She wore it a lot, but it got burned up in her luggage in the plane crash at Bristol. It was gone, and I've been looking high and low for this shirt, and because it's kind of rare, 1979-1980 Buddy Baker shirt. This guy hands it to me right there in the crowd, and I said to him, "Buddy, I cannot wait to take it home and show Amy." And so I'm looking forward to, you know, by the time you hear this, I have showed it to her. But
oh, so she, you haven't told her
anything? I haven't told her exactly. I texted her and said I got a surprise for you. And so we get home. It's a little large, you know, the shirt she had, I think, was maybe a little smaller, but we'll see. Still.
That is pretty cool. Yeah. So that happened right after the stage.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Yeah, I didn't either. But look, there was a good crowd. And so you get this shirt, your night was made.
Yeah.
That is a pretty amazing story. I didn't even realize that shirt got burned up. You say you told the story. Apparently heard you say it on a podcast, right?
He must have.
A lot of podcast fans out there. We appreciated it. There was a lot of people saying a lot, some amazing things.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we did get a lot of compliments about people there telling us they listened to our work, our show. I'm always kind of surprised about it too, because you just never do expect it. Yeah. But you're gonna run into all these people that listen to it. I was surprised by the variety of fan, the young kids, older folks that have been going there for their entire life. I wanted to get in a push truck. Heard that that's something I needed to do. And so next time I go to a race, maybe I'll drive it, but I didn't want to do it wrong. The driver of the push truck was Karen. She's been doing this for 21, 22 years. She does over 50 races a year. She runs a hotel.
75.
Well, she does 75, but this year it's been 50 at this point. She runs a hotel.
It's not a real fact unless it says it's the microphone.
Jeez.
75.
Karen runs a hotel, a Hampton Inn. She runs a push truck from Florida to New York State. She is well liked by the other push truck drivers because she brings cookies.
Oh, the lady that brought cookies. And Wyatt was like all over that, right? You ate one? Two?
Karen's,
no shame in your game.
Karen's from Johnstown, Pennsylvania. She was extremely nice.
That
we did
is
our
cool.
flow. We did our
Johnstown.
Jones or John?
Jones.
Okay. We did our flow interview from her push truck. And she then was getting lit up on her phone by people texting her about seeing her on float.
That's cool.
That was great. That was a great experience. One of the other cool things that I thought was lucky and fortunate for us to see was the track record get broken. 21-year-old track record was broken by Brad Sweet.
Brad Sweet had the track record also.
21 years ago? Wow. Really? I don't know if he's been running for 21 years. But anyhow, I believe they said it was a 21-year record.
And so who set the record tonight?
No, the last record was in 2017, and it was Brad. And then Brad set it again.
I thought I heard it was a 21-year-old record.
No,
that's probably possible, isn't it?
2017 was the last time it was broken. Again.
See, we need a fact checker in the studio all time.
I gotta be honest with you. So far, Wyatt's been pretty much on the money tonight with all his facts. So,
well, I had just drank one of those Iron Steel beers.
Iron City beers.
Oh, Iron City beers. I had one of those tonight. Maybe I misheard that that statistic.
I'm looking up the track record.
Well, they look up the track record. Which is Wi-Fi on this plane ain't gonna be all that great.
No, that'll be looking a while.
We're watching the race. We watched a lot of races, and that was great. Thought that Kyle Larson was gonna win. He bicycled and went over the edge. I don't know how he saved it. I thought he was flipping.
Went over the cushion.
Yeah.
We learned a lot about the cushion tonight. Wyatt
thought Brad's gonna win it, and he got into a little bit of trouble. And who ended up winning the race?
David Gravel.
Driving that number two.
Yeah.
Did you see the replay? Because while we were watching it in the car ride back, I didn't know if Wyatt, if you could see it. But, yeah, it looked like...
Rico runs second.
That's right. Well, after Brad got into the cushion with like a lap or two to go. So Rico got him right at the end.
Rico got him?
Rico finished second.
Rico got second, though.
Finished second, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brad Sweet ended up third.
Because David passed him before that Brad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About six to go.
Yeah.
Pretty incredible racing. So the race was fantastic. We got to stay to the very end. Getting out of there wasn't all that that much trouble. I think the best part of the night, though, for me, was on the ride home when I changed LW's phone from English to Spanish.
You guys don't even know about this. Tell him what happened.
Wait, he was looking at...
Where,
what were you doing?
Well, I was trying to read some texts and emails that I got, and and I thought that I had a virus on my phone or something. So I said, I just ignored it, and I finally got to read my texts, and
he was looking at trucks something.
Oh yeah, I watched.
We're trying to buy. Wait. We're trying to buy a new farm truck, and he got an email with a list of a few trucks. And he said, "I said, what are you doing?" He said, "I'm looking at these trucks, but I think they're out of our price range." I said, "How many pesos are they?"
So he changed it to pesos.
Yeah, that was.
Dale had texted me a few minutes earlier, and he goes, "Hey, I sent you a text." So I'm like, okay, what's going on here? I look at the text, and he goes, I changed LW's phone to Spanish.
Well, so earlier in the night, the service was a little hit or miss there at Lernerville. And Dale told me that I need to turn my phone on to 5G.
3G.
3G. Well, no, I thought you said I needed 5.
You needed to take it off of 5G.
Okay, off of 5G. So the guy looked at my phone, and he looks at my phone, and he just handed it back to me. He said, you don't have it.
So he texts me, he says, I've changed LW's phone to Spanish. So I'm just sitting up there waiting for LW to realize
meltdown.
He's looking at his phone and kind of going through it.
He's reading along.
Little does everybody give me credit. I am, you know, bilingual, so.
Okay. Yeah, big time.
Yeah.
So then that's when Dale says, how many pesos are you going to pay for that truck? And it was funny.
Yeah.
And then he goes, change it back.
That is funny to do.
That is funny.
Yes.
I'm surprised when he was being so picky about the music, he didn't want to change it to Latin music.
Hard like samba. So, biggest takeaway of the night for you, Mike?
I loved when during the heat races, we were on the infield, and we kind of went to different parts of the infield. And when we went over to turn three and four, I don't know, Dale, if you got terribly close to the track, but man, that was just an amazing sensation watching them rip around that turn, have the car pointed at you in the infield, and then just sliding all the way through four. And at the speeds that they were carrying, man, I know that a lot of people that go to races say this all the time, but like, you know, the TVs just don't do it justice, right? Being right there and seeing those things and the power, the horsepower. It was amazing.
I agree with that. That was awesome. And I didn't know how fast they were going, but Kyle Larson came over and talked while you were in the base truck. And he said they're running 145 miles an hour at the end of the straightaway where we were standing. You can't even fathom that they're going that fast.
At a 4/10 of a mile racetrack.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So, well,
that was probably the biggest thing. Also, just the passion of the fans. That's such big. This is a Tuesday night. Like, this is a Tuesday night, and they had that thing packed out in, you know, what is it, an hour north of Pittsburgh or so. And this is, man, that's hardcore racing right there. That's blue collar America. I'll never forget it. It was a pleasure being amongst them.
That's absolutely true, man. It was very. The fans were very passionate, excited, welcoming. Kyle and Brad were gracious hosts, and we did get an incredible experience. I thought my favorite part was watching when the track was at its peak in speed and Brad went out there to qualify and put down an incredible lap. Just how fast that car went into turn one and changed directions, it seemed to defy physics. It was just really fun to watch. Yeah. And the level of bravery and commitment to drive a car like that at that limit, it's very, very rare. Only a few people on this earth can do what he can do. So that's pretty incredible. Wyatt will one day do that. He wants to.
I will one day do that.
Yeah. I have no doubt.
Yeah.
I have no doubt, because let me tell you something. Wyatt was teaching me all about the cushion. He was telling me all about the stuff. I mean, he was telling me, and he's like, and he goes, I'm a cushion guy. He likes to be up there by the cushion. So don't look at Wyatt for any of that inside low line stuff. He's going up high. The honorable mention was when we were actually watching the A feature on the main on the outside of the track, and then we were in turns 3 and 4, and my gosh, did they kick up some dirt when you're on the outside. It's like, if you could feel that stuff just hit
you. How lucky are you when you're on the infield? Because it's dirt flying in your face down there.
We stayed clean all night long until like 10 to go, and we decided to walk up to the wall outside of turn 4. Not a smart move, right?
Covered.
We were going home.
And the other thing I'll say is that, you know, if anybody that's listened to this hasn't listened to our Wednesday episode and our conversation with Brad and Kyle, that was a pleasure. Listening to them talk about just the business of the series, which we find very interesting, right? It's like, it's a pretty big, ambitious venture that they're doing. They're starting their own series. You know, it's interesting about what that means in terms of the World of Outlaws and how the World of Outlaws is sort of kind of amended some things to let drivers run in both series, which I think is pretty good, pretty awesome of them. So this was a $50,000 to the winner payout. This was that is a big money. That's a $50,000 on a Tuesday night. That's doing it right there.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I was super impressed listening to Brad talk and Kyle talk, and you know, we're friends with Kyle, and we know Brad from the days of him driving at Junior Motorsports with us. But to hear the promoter sides of them, it was really cool. And I thought that they represented themselves in their series awesome when they were speaking of why they do what they're doing, how they're doing what they're doing. Like, you guys didn't ask them one question that stumped them. I mean, they know exactly why they're doing and what their plans are. I mean, I was super impressed, and Brad was, Brad carried that for sure.
You know, Dale, one of the things that actually also reminded me, you and I hadn't even had a chance to talk about it, but like, I get the sense that Kyle is in this for the same reason you're doing cars, and that is you guys are trying to grow the grassroots and grow these local racetracks, and you're trying to grow the series. That's why they're doing it. That's why you're in cars. There's no other reason, right?
It's also awesome to try to learn what their successes are. What is comparable? What is comparable to the car store? What are they doing that we could learn from, right? And so, I think that's really what started my initial thought to ask Kyle if he wanted to do a trade, so that he could come to the selfishly, so he could come to the car store and tell us, I like this, I don't like this, I didn't like this, I didn't enjoy that, that could be better. Things like, you know, our show, right? And then we'd have the opportunity to go to his event and see why, you know, what they do successfully. And so it was a great learning experience for me. And I'll go to many more of these Outlaw, Winged Outlaw, and High Limit races. I think the next thing we need to do now, Mike, is go to a late model, dirt late model race.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah. We need to go to Tulsa.
Oh, Tulsa.
The Chili Bowl.
So you need to go to Tulsa.
You can preempt it for the Tulsa shootout the week before and then go to the Chili Bowl. That's quite an experience. And I do think that you hit it on the head, Mike, when Dale was speaking up there on the stage. Like, Brad's answers of what they're doing was the promoter and a businessman who's trying to create a career up a different path for his racing. But Kyle's answers to the questions of why they're doing what they're doing, it was for the racers. And when he was answering that, it made me think exactly of Dale, of the Cars Tour. He's doing it for the racers, so they have a great place to race. And Kyle's reasoning for, you know, hey, if late model guys can run for X amount of money, why can't the sprint car guys have shows that are that big and run for that money? And, you know, his answers were truly because I think he wants to do this to support and give the racers a great place to race. You know, that reminds me of Dale's mention with the car store as well. I thought that you're spot on with that. I listened to him on stage. I thought, yep, that's the same.
Yeah. That was a fun conversation. I enjoyed that.
All right.
All right, Wyatt, any closing thoughts?
Close us down, man.
Tell us.
What do you want me to tell you?
Hit us with a fact. You know what? Who was the one driver that we were hoping to see tonight, but he wasn't there?
We wanted to see Bill Rose.
Bill Rose. That's who we care about. And Wyatt and I think we've scored a couple Bill Rose t-shirts we got coming our way.
Yeah.
We're excited about that.
We are.
What goes around comes around, and what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. For the first time ever, Dirty Mo Media is taking its hit podcast to the streets. We'll be live, and we'll be in front of real people. Uncensored, unapologetically authentic, and totally unprepared, so it's business as usual. But here's the catch. We'll be talking about our real lives and racing like we never have before. Stories that we never dreamed would be broadcast in front of a live audience. Until now. And the only way to hear these stories is by coming to Dirty Mo Live, Dale Jr. and Friends, at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. It's Friday, October the 13th. Go to dirtymomedia.com/live or Ticketmaster to join me and Mike Davis from the Dale Jr. Download and Brett Griffin, Freddie Kraft, and TJ Majors from Door Bumper Clear. And we're going to spill the tea on each other. When you have decades-long careers in NASCAR, you have highlights, lowlights, and more stories than you know what to do with. For example, the time me and Mike Davis got in an argument during the race, or the time that TJ Majors went completely radio silent on me while spotting for me during an event. Yeah, we're going to hear those stories and more. So come out to the Westgate Resort and Casino on Friday, October 13th, to see Dirty Mo Live, Dale Jr. and Friends. Get your tickets on Ticketmaster or visit dirtymomedia.com/live. That's dirtymomedia.com/live to get your tickets, or you can find them on Ticketmaster. Come join us on Friday, the 13th, for Dirty Mo Live, Dale Jr. and Friends. Things are bound to get crazy.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's a great time to drop in and see what Hannah Newhouse has been up to lately with the Short Track Insider.
welcome back to another episode of Short Track Insider. And man, don't blink or it's going to be 2024, because that's honestly how I feel this year has just flown by. But don't worry, because series and crown jewel races are still on the schedule and teams and tracks are, well, they're still getting after it. Let's start with some national news. Connor Hall was named your 2023 NASCAR Advanced Auto Parts Weekly Champion. And if you're unfamiliar with how that works, all of the home tracks across the country that compete under the NASCAR banner all have different divisions, and usually their Division 1 is usually a late model of some sort. So Division 1 competitors all across the country compete with each other in a point system, and Connor Hall able to beat out all of those across the country. He made 26 total starts that contributed towards the point system, and of those 26 starts, he won 18 races, with wins coming at Langley Speedway, Hickory Motor Speedway, and Southern National Motorsports Park. So definitely a big year for Connor Hall. We've obviously talked about him from winning big late model races around this southern region of the country as well. And hey, this accolade, he hopes that it's going to open some doors for him in the higher levels of racing. So congratulations, Connor, on that. That's definitely a big feat to be able to add to your resume. That's a pretty good segue, though, because there was even more late model racing and action this past weekend as the Valley Star Credit Union 300 took place over the weekend at Martinsville Speedway. The Crown Jewel event drew more than 80 late models, and, well, it was four chaotic heat races, and that's an understatement because it definitely took a little while to get going on some of them, but nonetheless, it dwindled that field down for the 200-lap feature event. And it's so weird for me, this event always being called, of course, the Valley Star Credit Union 300, because it is four heat races that are 25 laps each, being 100 laps, and then the 200-lap feature. So just to answer that question, because trust me, I had that question at one point too. But a lot of big names went there looking for their chance at, if not a second clock, but there was even more looking for their first Martinsville clock and end up in victory lane. And it literally came down to the length of the front stretch between Landon Huffman and Trevor Ward. Those two raced each other like absolute veterans for the handful of the last couple laps, and just knowing what was online. And if you haven't seen the video, it's all over social media as well. Definitely go check that out. It was fun to watch. But it was Trevor Ward who was able to prevail as him and his family run team bested them all and won the biggest race of the year. More from this past weekend. It was a big one at the Big E of Eldora Speedway as Four Crown took place. This event, of course, hosts sprint cars, Silver Crown, midget, and non-wing sprint cars. But it was Logan Seavey who was able to add his name to the history books along the likes of Jack Hewitt and Kyle Larson as we swept the USAC portion of the event, winning in the non-wing, the midget, and the Silver Crown car. So needless to say, man, it's been a big year for Logan Seavey, who also captured the Chili Bowl Championship. He's always a threat every single time he shows up to the racetrack, and clearly it doesn't matter what he shows up in, the kid's capable of winning just about anywhere in anything. But let's get you guys up to speed on this weekend and who's racing where and when and where you can watch it. There's another big key marker midget race this week, though, happening on Thursday and Friday inside of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. For those who are unfamiliar, there is actually a dirt track inside, along with many other things, including, of course, that golf course, the snake pit. But there is a dirt track inside Indianapolis Motor Speedway that hosts the BC 39 event every single year, of course, honoring Brian Clausen and Driven to Save Lives. And it's drawn the call of over 70 midgets. You can watch this event both on Thursday and Friday on Flow Racing. And another big sprint car race on the docket as the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars invade Pennsylvania and the posse square up against the Outlaws for the National Open at Williams Grove. And one of the guys that's probably favored going into the weekend is David Gravel, as he's coming off a $50,000 to win high limit series race on Tuesday at Lernerville, and he's hoping to pad that pocketbook with an extra $75,000 that's on the line on Saturday with the World of Outlaws. And of course, Gravel right now sitting second in the points, hoping to close that gap on Brad Sweet. And man, the money would just be a bonus. The World of Outlaw late models also head to Chillicothe, Ohio to Atomic Speedway for a two-day show on Friday and Saturday. And you can catch all things outlaw related, of course, each and every weekend on Dirt Vision. I'll be headed to Chillicothe with the late models, and man, just looking forward to some racing in some sweatshirt weather. For my pavement friends, the NASCAR Wheel and Modified Tour is heading south. They'll be over at North Wilkesboro Speedway this weekend, and you can watch the Ground Pounders take on one of NASCAR's revived tracks on Saturday on Flow Racing. And finally, it's the 61st running of the Milk Bowl at Thunder Road Speedway in Barrie, Vermont, as the Pro All-Star Series and the ACT take over the weekend. As if the bragging rights and payout of winning the Milk Bowl on Sunday aren't enough, you can tune into Flow Racing all weekend long and see who gets to kiss the cow. And that is a literal thing, because they actually bring a cow to Victory Lane, and it's tradition to plant one on it, and the pictures are some of my favorite things to usually come out of Milk Bowl weekend. Again, you can watch that all weekend long on Flow Racing. Hopefully you guys enjoy your weekend at your local track with your pumpkin spice latte, your pumpkin spiced beer, whatever floats your boat. Just get out there, support these tracks and drivers, and we will catch you up on the next episode of Short Track Insider.
All right, everybody, it's time for Flying Lap. We're going to listen to a clip from Dirty Mo Doe. This is the five bets to watch from Talladega.
Five bets to watch brought to you by our friends at DraftKings. We're going to start with the favorite. I think it's his week. We all think it's his week. Top of the predictor, top of the odds, Brad Keselowski to win. I mean, he pushed his teammate slash employee, Christopher Buescher, to the win. I think it's time that Brad Keselowski pulls out and wins for himself. So we love that win. The second best DraftKings bet to watch. Let's talk about it. I think Byron and Hamlin chop, right? Can you bet against Hamlin? Are you going with the numbers and taking Byron?
No, I'm not.
No, you're sticking with DH.
Yeah.
I love it.
I think
it.
Byron just hangs around. He wasn't in the race last week until the end.
And then he was in. Yeah. And then he won.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
What's the reverse of a lawn chair? He's that.
He's a towel on the beach. All right, five bets to watch brought to you by DraftKings. Let's go all the way over to Group B. Bubba, Elliott, Hamlin, Logano. Are you telling me you're taking Hamlin in that group?
Nope.
Your pick is?
Chase Elliott.
I think I have to go with that as well. The professor agrees. Group B, Chase Elliott. How about some top tens? We talked about it. Mr. Smiley, the kid's great. Carson Hocevar for a top 10 at plus 160. Because he's smiling and he's happy and legacy is so fast. And then the other one, we saved it to the end. It's Chop's favorite bet on the board, Erik Jones to win. Erik Jones to win for the Chop is our fifth and final DraftKings five bets to watch.
All right, it's time for White Flag. A new episode of Dirty Mo Doe will be out later today. Steve Chopper and the professor will have all of your best bets for the upcoming race at Talladega, and make sure to get your tickets for our live show. That'll be at Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. It's Friday, October the 13th. You want to go to dirtymomedia.com/live, or you can go to Ticketmaster to get your tickets. We'd love to see you come out there and check out the live show. It's kind of going to be a Dirty Mo Media showcase. Door Bumper Clear guys will be with us as well. Should be a lot of laughs, a little bit of arguing. The TV schedule this weekend, the Truck Series is racing at Talladega. That's on Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern on Fox Sports 1. And on Sunday, the second round of the Cup Series playoffs heats up at Talladega. 2 p.m. Eastern on NBC and the NBC Sports app. That's the way I've been watching it here lately.
Mm-hmm,
like when we have practices and stuff and they don't have me booked to be on the practice, the NBC Sports app. Super simple. All right, have a great week, y'all, and we're going to see you in Talladega. Check out Dirty Mo Media on Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram.